Will you make the sacrifices for the CAPM exam, or will you still stay stuck in the same spot? How much truly is your future really worth? You mind if I share a short story? I remember sitting there with my PMBOK guide, feeling totally overwhelmed by the sheer volume of information. My quiz and mock exam scores continued to sink lower and lower. And honestly, I started asking that question that we all asked. Am I really wasting my time here? Every day I seen someone bragging online about passing the CAPM in just 1 month or even 2 weeks. I actually laughed thinking, 2 weeks? That seems impossible, but I digress. I couldn't shake off the pressure. I felt that if they could do it, why couldn't I do it? That mindset right there alone kept me stuck. I was so focused on other timelines that I forgot to set realistic expectations for myself. Once I realized I needed to run my own race, everything shifted. I gave myself permission to learn, to dive deeper into the material, and to be okay with stumbling along the way. See, the more I practiced patience and accepted that mastery does not happen overnight, the more I started to really make real progress. And that's exactly why our first point today is about practicing self-compassion and patience as you master the CAPM material. Because when you stop trying to force someone else's timeline, you free yourself to really, truly let go and learn. Point number one, practice self-compassion and patience in mastering the material. See, the CAPM exam covers extensive project management concepts, processes, and formula. It's normal to really feel overwhelmed and unsure at times. Allowing yourself patience and understanding helps you navigate the learning curves without undue stress. This is important, family, because overly critical or impatientness can lead to burnout, decreased motivation, as well as self-doubt. Self-compassion supports a healthier mindset, improves resilience, and ultimately enhances your capacity to learn effectively. I would love for you to experiment with some of these actionable tips. Number one, set realistic expectations. Like I talked about, set your timeline, recognizing that mastering project management principle takes time. If you don't understand everything perfectly on the first pass, that's okay. Celebrate small wins. Acknowledge every bit of progress, finishing a chapter, scoring slightly higher on a practice quiz, scoring slightly higher on your mock exam, or finally grasping that tricky formula. And last but least, adapt a growth mindset. When you hit a challenging topic, view it as an opportunity to learn rather than a personal shortcoming. Remind yourself that effort and persistence leads to improvement. Point number two. Declare specific sacrifices up front. Recognizing the exact leisure activities or personal hobbies you will pause or reduce during study sets realistic expectations for yourself and those around you. Why is this important? By being transparent about what you're giving up, you minimize the guilt and most of all, the confusion. You also remind yourself that these sacrifices are temporary and purposeful. Here, experiment with some of these actionable tips. Negotiate now, meaning what am I going to give up? Detail what you're going to sacrifice, like maybe it might be weekends outings or TV binge watching or movies, whatever that thing is, make the negotiation right now. Then like the next one, track outcomes. Keep a simple log of each sacrifice to ensure that you are making progress during your study time. Point number three, establish clear boundaries with colleagues and most of all, family, or we could just say loved ones. People around you may unintentionally pull you away from your study goals. By proactively setting boundaries, though, you create a protective bubble around your study time. Why is this important? Uninterrupted study sessions lead to higher concentration and better information retention, ensuring you get the most out of the limited time you have. Experiment with some of these actionable tips. Share your schedule. Let friends, family, coworkers know the days and times you're studying. It's going to be important so everyone is aligned that you care about so they know, hey, I'm going to be studying between this block of time. So there's no excuses. Use emergency-only signals. Agree on a specific cue or phrase for when it's critical enough to interrupt you. And the last and final one, offer office hours. Yeah, we're talking about office hours. Allocate a short window daily for non-study related questions so others can plan around that. Point number four, form a success circle for accountability. See, this is one of the things when you go at an exam or especially a project management exam, and it could be for any exam, when you try to go at it alone and you don't have that circle of accountability, it can be challenging. So when you surround yourself with individuals who share similar goals or appreciate your commitment, can boost morale and motivate consistent effort. Especially if this is your first PMI exam, you want to get around like-minded individuals or people that can hold you accountable. This is important because being part of a supportive group can help you overcome hurdles, gain new insights, and keep your spirits high when your motivation actually dips. Because it will. Here's some experiment actionable tips I would love for you to experiment with. Weekly check-ins. Meet or message regularly to discuss progress, roadblocks, or next step. Next one, divide and teach. Assign each member of a topic to teach each other, reinforcing everyone's understanding. And then the last one, celebrate milestone. Recognize achievement, I don't care if it's big or small, to maintain that collective momentum. Point number five, message. If you're new to the episode, anytime that I say message, this is something that I want you to pay attention to. Now, if you're driving, please keep your hands at, you know, the form, how you spoke, 10 and 2, 10 and 4, 10 and 6, one of those 10 and something. But the point I'm trying to make here is procrastination, or I should say, create procrastination emergency plans. So procrastination often happens when you feel overwhelmed or uncertain. You don't know what I'm talking about. Well, what will end up happening is when you feel overwhelmed, what you will start doing is going through social media, or you will start listening to something. But I want you to listen to today's episode. But you will start doing things to distract you from the main thing. You need to keep the main thing the main thing. See, an emergency plan helps you break inertia quickly and ease back into focus. Why is this important? Consistent small efforts accumulate into significant progress. Without a plan, you risk piling up undue tasks until they become unmanageable. Experiment with some of these actionable tips. Apply a five-minute rule. Commit to at least 5 minutes of studying whenever you feel like delaying. Number two, keep a jumpstart checklist. Prepare a list of quick, simple tasks like flashcards, or I'm going to take five questions to start with whenever you feel like you're getting stuck. And then the last and final one, use positive triggers. Keep motivational quotes or short success stories on hand to remind you of that why the CAPM matters. Point number six, adapt the single tasking approach. Focusing on one task at a time rather than trying to multitask allows for deeper engagement and reduces mental overload. This is important, family, because splitting attention between multiple activities diminishes the quality of your study and increases the likelihood of errors or misconcepts. Experiment with these actionable tips. Turn off alerts. Matter of fact, I got a better one. Just turn off your phone. If it's something that important, then maybe if you have to have your phone on, I get it. Put it in maybe do not disturb and put people that really need to contact you that they can be able to get through. Because when you silence your phone notification and get rid of, now there's no reason to create what we talked about in point number five about procrastination. You don't have an opportunity to do this. I recommend turning off your phone. Whenever I get into a deep study mode, or even like right now, filming today's episode, I turn off my phone because I realize there's an opportunity for me to get distracted and I may want to see, oh, well, who's saying this or whatever. All right, but I'll get back to what we're talking about. Time blocks. Schedule specific blocks for one specific topic or activity at a time. Reflect on efficiency after each study session. Note how well you stayed on task and refine your approach if needed. This is what I want to let you know as well. Don't get frustrated that you didn't stay on task. I know that sounds counterproductive. What do you mean, Ed? Because what ends up happening is, I heard this thing, and I'm going to share this. This wasn't even in today's episode, but it just came to me. I was watching this video, this documentary about health, and this guy gave this genius analogy. He talked about when people go on a diet and let's say they're doing well for a couple of days or a week or a month, and then all of a sudden they have a bad day, then they just start just going spiraling down. And the analogy that he used was, he was saying that, imagine if you were driving in your car and you had a flat tire. Would you go and flatten all the rest of the other three tires? No. So I use that analogy and tie it back in today's episode to say that when you have a bad day, recover and continue to iterate and continue to get better and find out what are those things that are preventing you or holding you back. All right, let's move on. Point number seven, cultivate an exam-focused environment. Your surroundings significantly impact your ability to concentrate. A clutter-free, distraction-minimized space helps you absorb material faster. Why is this important? It is important, family, because frequent distractions or messy environments can lower productivity and increase stress, making it harder to reach your study goals. I would love for you to experiment with these actionable tips. Declutter. Remove any items not related to your CAPM prep for your workspace. Number two, optimize comfort. Ensure proper lighting, ventilation, and supportive chair to reduce fatigue. And the last one, minimize digital distractions. Use website blockers or turn off notifications like we talked about earlier during study sessions. Point number eight, plan a post-exam replenishment phase. This is my favorite. See, knowing you have a reward or downtime waiting after the exam provides a light at the end of the tunnel, keeping motivation high. This is important because recovery and celebration help you progress in the journey and acknowledge your growth, and it prevents burnout from carrying over into your next challenge. These are the actionable tips I would love for you to experiment with. Schedule fun time. Book a relaxing activity or trip for after the exam day. Number two, reintroduce hobbies, gradually adding back any paused leisure activities to restore that actual balance. And the last and final one, reflect on your lessons learned. Note how the discipline developed during CAPM prep can be applied to future goals. And I say discipline and focus, or focus and discipline. Here's my final advice. If you've been staying with me this long, I truly appreciate you being here today. 3 points, and then I'll be on your way with a wrap up. Acknowledge the scope. It can feel overwhelming, but remember, you're growing your expertise with each study session. Number two, embrace the sacrifice. Giving up certain activities or free time is only temporary, but it is necessary. These sacrifices sharpen your focus and prove you are truly committed versus interested. There are a lot of interested people out there that want to take the CAP. They booked the classes. They read the PMBOK. They looked at the content, the CAP content outline, but that's as far as they got. But the committed, they got a study plan. The commit, there's focus. The committed, they already know their reason why they're doing this. Last and final one, keep going until you're done. You're closer to the finish line than you think. When it feels tough, remember the sacrifices you've already made. Don't let them be in vain for nothing. Here's my wrap up for you. Your journey you may be on might be challenging. Matter of fact, we know it's challenging, but the reward, both personal and professional, make every late night review and every weekend sacrifice worth it. Commit to action now. Stay focused. And as soon you'll be celebrating your certification success, I would love to hear from you. You know how to find me on any social media platform. I'll be there. Ping me and let me know how well you've done on your CAPM. And I thank you for the opportunity. I go by the name of ED for all you smart and intelligent folks out there. Hey, listen, that just simply means Ed. Until next time.